President Trump announced a new tariffs threat mid-press conference today, including 250% on Canadian dairy products to roughly match Canada's tax on U.S. dairy products. The timing was a little fuzzy.
We may do it as early as today, or we'll wait till Monday or Tuesday.
This is separate from the on-again, off-again 25% tariff on all imports from Mexico and Canada. Those clicked into place on Tuesday, but were paused for many goods on Thursday, but maybe only until April 2nd. Now, businesses, they generally like predictability. Trump's tariffs have been anything but. So what does that mean for the economy? I asked Nick Bloom, an economist at Stanford University, who's the co-creator of the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index.
It is going to slow down growth, because if you're a firm out there, you're thinking of opening a new store or investing in new equipment or maybe launching an R&D project. And if you're uncertain what's going to happen, is the tariff going to come on or off? Is taxes going to go down or not? You know, is this government agency going to be able to buy your products? You may wait because it's expensive to get make a mistake. And so you think, oh, you know, let's wait a month. Let's wait a couple of months, maybe 6 months and see what happens. And of course, if tens of thousands of businesses put plans on hold, that means they're not hiring and they're not investing.
And I would imagine similarly then for consumers, say I want to buy a new house, I want to buy a new car, even a new computer, similar effect. You're maybe going to sit and wait it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. You see a big slowdown in spending on what we call durables. So things like houses, cars, TVs, fridges, washing machines. All of this stuff, consumers tend to pause when uncertainty is high. And we've seen it many, many times in history. Actually, even back in the Great Depression of the 1930s, consumer durable expenditure crashed. It fell by about a half. And that is a natural reaction to high uncertainty.
Robert Rubin, who was the U.S. Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton, said that this is the moment of greatest uncertainty that he'd seen in his six-decade career. So I want to ask you, Nick Bloom, how does that square with your measurement of uncertainty? Similar?
It's very high on a, you know, 1 to 10 scale. I'll give it a 9. We've been tracking this. We have data going back almost 100 years. And you see that where we are now is pretty unprecedented. Look, it was higher with COVID. It was a little bit higher, the financial crisis. But apart from that, the levels of uncertainty now, you've got to go back kind of 50 years. What is really striking is usually politicians like to, you know, have this air of stability and calm and statesmanship, etc. And they generally don't want to portray uncertainty. And in the case now with Trump, he's actually generating, you know, is obviously controversial, but is also generating a lot of uncertainty. So what is completely unprecedented is seeing this as a deliberate policy move from a government. It's not just in the US, actually, but internationally, politicians don't like to generate uncertainty because it tends to reduce growth. So that's what's so unusual about this situation.
I mean, you and I have been talking about tariff policy, but I'm curious, is it just that? Or are there other areas with sort of big blaring question marks that could be worrying for businesses?
Yeah, it's not just tariffs, it's regulation, it's taxes, it's government expenditure. I mean, imagine you're a firm out there and the government, some government agencies want to, you know, think of the Park Service, for example, as a big customer of you. And now you're like, well, what's going to happen? Are they going to lay off 30% of their staff? Like USA, are they going to be, you know, their budget slashed or abolished? So that permeates and ripples out through the economy. And so, yes, tariffs are in some sense the most obvious right now, but it's kind of right across the range of regulations, taxes, spending that the government controls.
Back when he was candidate Trump, he promised tax cuts and less regulation. And we know that those are things that business owners usually see as good for them. And surveys showed a whole lot of optimism from executives about the economy under a Trump presidency. So let me ask you this. Does the good still outweigh the bad from the business's point of view?
It's really interesting. Trump, too, is unlike anything we've ever seen before. So we have a monthly survey of around 1,000 businesses. And they are generally pretty optimistic. They, you know, particularly after he won the election, business optimism picked up. The stock market, as you saw, jumped up. But they don't like uncertainty, and neither does the stock market. And these kind of two forces are battling against each other. Which will win out is very unclear. Certainly in the news, we're seeing increasing reports and concerns about recession coming. You know, that may or may not happen, but that wasn't really something that was discussed 3 months ago. So certainly risks are up.
That's Nick Bloom of Stanford University. Thank you.
Hey, thanks very much.